It doesn't need to make sense to people in the outside world looking in. It needs to make sense to you.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And we are living 10 days at a time in Airbnbs right now. We officially sold our house. I literally can't believe it. If you don't listen to the He Said, She Said podcast, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but Chris and I sold our dream home. Why did we sell our dream home? Because we got an offer we could not refuse and decided to keep it listed after we got that offer and the offer fell through. Kept it listed, got a second offer that fell through, got a third offer that fell through. I know, I literally cannot believe it either. Like, how do three offers fall through? And finally, the fourth offer, which was incredible, and we had to take it. And a lot of people would say, you know, well, this is your dream home. Like, you just moved here. You've only been there a year. Moving is such a hassle. Oh my God, we literally feel like we just got set up. But we knew that we wanted to be attached to the offer and the opportunity that it gave us. And about 6 months into us living in Arizona, I was getting a very, very deep pull that this was not the place for me full time. I know that I'm not a desert person living there full time. I absolutely need to be near the water. And I can tell you that it was completely confirmed even after being in California near the water right now for, this is only our third day here. And I am feeling so much more grounded, feeling so much more clear, inspired. There truly are places in your life that you can be called to and pulled to and can make a dramatic difference in the way that you feel every single day. So although I know we were being called to the desert for so many different reasons that I literally need to write a book about because it's just crazy how, you know, sometimes you can't see why things are happening. And sometimes the moments almost feel like they're happening without your say, or you don't even know how you wound up in a moment. Like literally, I remember we had moved into the home in Arizona and like a month later, I was like, how did I even get here? Like, I must've been pulled here somehow because I just feel like my brain turned off and just went into straight logistics. Like, okay, let's just move and let's get to Arizona. And, you know, I woke up one day and I was like, how did I even get here? Like, what was I thinking? What was I doing? And now I'm very clear that there were reasons why that part of my brain turned off. That's like, Lori, what are you doing? Like, you don't even like the desert. How on earth did you even wind up here? And now I can see why that is. You know, a lot of our family followed us there and they like it even better. They have more opportunity. They like it, Arizona, so much better than where they were living. It's a beautiful hub for us to all be able to meet at. Chris and I are still going to be living there part-time. I ended up getting even closer to one of my really good friends who is now one of my best friends. Just incredible things happened while we were there and incredible clarity. So sometimes you never know why you're being pulled somewhere. It didn't make sense to people on the outside. And even what we're doing right now doesn't make sense to people. It doesn't need to make sense to people in the outside world looking in. It needs to make sense to you. It needs to make sense to your brain, to your life, to how you feel, to what energizes you. And that is all that matters, is it needs to make sense to you and your family or your partner. And, you know, I think that there's so many things that we do like this that people don't understand. And sometimes we don't even know why we're being pulled there until we get pulled there. So this is part of the wild adventures that are happening right now. And this is a reminder that there's also enough time in the world for everything. And that a lot of the stress that we feel really is stress that is put on by ourselves. Meaning right now, it's just, you know, the last week has been like, really, really stressful with all of the moving and all of the things that you have to get together and done before you move. And I was like, how in the world is this going to all get done? Like, how is this even going to come together? And it was such a reminder for me to just be present and take it one day at a time. And that's all life really is take it one day at a time. Or if you're using our mantra right now, take it 10 days at a time, because I don't even know where I'm going to be living in the next 10 days. So I just want to tell you that if you're getting a pull to go somewhere or to do something that doesn't make sense to other people, maybe it's a business idea, maybe it's a partnership, maybe it's moving somewhere, maybe it's going on a trip, maybe you're being called to go somewhere and you don't know why. Like, don't question it. Don't question it. Just go and test it out. And also, I want to tell you that, you know, with our three offers that fell through, at the time, I was like, why is this happening? Maybe we aren't meant to do this. And now I can see that if we would have gotten our first one, we would have made some decisions that would have wound us up in a situation that we didn't ultimately want to be in. Because we, with each offer that fell through, the deeper questions we asked and the more clarity we got with how we want to live our life, like where exactly do we want to be? How often do we want to be there? Right out to, 2 weeks prior to this going through, this last offer, this final offer that actually went through, we mapped out exactly how many weeks and when we want to be in different areas. And it wasn't until we got this absolute final clarity that the offer finally went through and we had complete clarity on what we wanted to do. And it was not what we thought we wanted to do. So look at how that time gave us the space to create exactly what we want. And we would have ended up making a terrible decision if the first offer would have went through. We had plans to make a completely different decision on a completely different house. And now I'm so glad. So you have to know that a lot of times you are being kept from something that you can't see, or things are being delayed because your next move is not yet prepared for you. Your next move is still in the works. Your next move might be a home that still belongs to somebody else. Your next move might be a partner or a person or a spouse who still belongs to someone else or is still doing something else, right? That maybe certain things need to dissolve that you can't see in order for things to come forward. Let me just clarify. I don't mean a married person. I meant maybe a marriage of theirs is ending or a relationship or something like that, that they need time to move into. So that's a whole different podcast, right? That's not my podcast. Just remember that there are things that have to still are in the works for you. Your blessings are still getting worked on. They're still being created. You know, those people, those partnerships, those things maybe are not available yet. You know, I think of it all the time with Light Pink that, you know, there's so many delays in manufacturing right now, and it's just been pushing things back and pushing things back. And now that I can, now that we're finally getting all of our partners arranged, I can see how perfect the timing was, because I wouldn't have the people I was working with. I wouldn't have hired the people that I got to hire recently if it weren't for all of these delays, right? I would have either hired too soon or too late, or it just, nobody would be, the people that I'm working with now would not have been available. The partners that I am starting to work with wouldn't have been available. Things would look completely different. So you have to know that sometimes these major fallouts or delays or these things that seem devastating are actually working in your favor. So keep having faith, keep showing up, keep looking for the work that you can do right now. And that's how your blessings will arrive. They don't necessarily arrive on your timing, but they arrive exactly when they are meant to. So sending you guys so much love. This is the last week to go download the, or to go enter the sweepstakes for Light Pink. And you can go to the link in our bio on Instagram at Drink Light Pink. If you would go and do this, this would mean the world to me. Go enter the sweepstakes to win a tablescape, you guys, worth $2,000 from our partners at Style Me GHD. And also a 1-year free supply of Light Pink when we launch. Hello. So good. You guys should be running over there right now. So go to our Instagram at Drink Light Pink and click on that link, and you can enter the sweepstakes, which ends on November 26th. So you guys, I would love for you to go and enter, which triggers the holiday guide, where you can get exclusive coupons and discounts to the most coveted gifts of the year. I'm telling you, you're going to want to get all your shopping done now, because shipping delays are real. You guys, go order all of your stuff. And there's also some incredible things for you in there. Cute outfits, amazing makeup, all my favorite things. I'm telling you, these things have completely changed my life and made my life so much easier. So go check it out. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye.